We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Caregiver Dave, Miss Annie Dave. What's up, man? How are you?
How you doing? Just got back from Philadelphia. Wasn't too far from you.
Yeah, 5 hour
met
drive.
With Dr. Oz. Had a great, great time. He's running for the Senate. He's going to save this country.
And so I thought he would be the perfect person to run this country because he would make it healthy, keep us healthy. And that's the thing.
And he's well-loved. Everybody will vote for him.
I don't know about that, Dave, but you can.
Emily, you like Dr. Oz, don't you?
That's funny, girl.
I love Dr. Oz. I just learned so much about him.
Dr. Oz.
Absolutely. And so our guest today is Emily Aguilar. And she's going to talk about Breeze Bake Off Challenge. But I want to hear about her career as a director and how it all started. Emily, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. Thank you, Neil and Dave, for having me. Breeze Bake Off Challenge is my third feature that I wrote and directed, and it is a complete independent production movie, and it got picked up by a major studio platform, HBO Max. Wow. And believe it or not, this movie took me 5 years to complete, from writing it in 2017 to, you know, now in 2022. So it's been a journey, I will say that.
So let's just jump about the journey. That's great. I always excited about talking about project, but we want to know about, did you always want to be an entertainment director? Was that the thing that you liked, or did you want to act too? How did that all start?
I definitely got into acting in my teenage years, and I started producing my own content. So I got an agent and everything. And my agent actually started treating me like a product. You know, that's basically the acting industry. And I didn't like it. And so the advice that I was given was, hey, you need to produce your own content if you want to get meaningful roles. As a Latin woman, I would get either waitress or, you know, Latin little kid running around, you know, like things like that as a teenager. And so my advice was that, like, just, hey, like, produce your own content. So I started producing and I started becoming known as a producer, and I got into film school. I went to Loyola Marymount University in LA. Oh. And this is just crazy. They were like, you need to direct and write a short film because it's part of the curriculum. And honestly, I was like, no, I don't write or direct. Like, I've never done that. Like, do I have to? And they were like, yeah, because you're a production major. And so at that point, I've never honestly produced for a woman, and let alone like produce anything for myself. And it was a crazy experience, but that is truly when I fell in love with directing. And I also wrote and directed and produced it, and I just fell in love with it. And directing is honestly the best thing ever. Like, my vision, whatever was in my brain, came onto screen. So how that started.
Now, you look like a teenager. How old were you when all this started?
No worries.
Were your parents supportive of all that?
Yes. So I'm not afraid to tell you my age. I am I'm currently 28. And when I filmed Breeze Bake Off Challenge, I was 24 years old. And I filmed it at 24. How many filmmakers do you know that have made three features? So I think,
So what is your secret sauce of being successful as a filmmaker? Just starting out, you know, where they discovered you in Loyola Marymount and just kept growing from there. What do you think that makes you, especially when you wanted to act, you always wanted to be in front of the camera, not behind the camera. What do you think? What are those essentials that are coming that you have?
I think it comes down to two things, which is what my parents taught me. One of them is hard work. You got to grind and you got to hustle. And I definitely don't take no for an answer. If someone tells me no, you just move on to the next. And I quickly learned that with acting. You know, it's a numbers game. You just have to keep going, going, going. And, you know, whatever happens, if one door closes, another opens. The other thing that I think is truly helpful is getting a really good support system. So I will say I am the youngest of four, and I'm the youngest daughter, the youngest sibling. And so all my siblings, all my parents, my family members, they all really support me, and even my friends. And if I do have a friend or someone that is like questioning what I do, I say, hey, this is what I want to do, and can you please respect that? So I put those boundaries early on, and like, this is what I want to do. And if like no one changed my mind.
Yeah. You're very brave, very brave.
Thank you.
How do you overcome fear? Because a lot of people in the industry, you know, they're afraid, and here you are, Loyola Marymount is forcing you to do something, and you, well, I've never done that before. I'm sure you were afraid. and you were fearful. How did you overcome that fear? Because that's the thing that sabotages most people trying to get in this industry.
Yes. How do you overcome fear? You just do it anyways. I was so do it afraid. You do it afraid, literally. And it's kind of like, I love that phrase, like fearless. The fear is still there, but you fear less and you do it anyways. So when I'm actually from the East Coast, from Virginia, so not too far from you guys. And I moved to Los Angeles when I was 18 by myself.
I'm in LA now.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So you're fine.
I know where Loyola is. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so moving to LA by myself at 18 years old was a humongous shock to my family. I mean, everyone went to school out here on the East Coast. Yeah. And I, the youngest one, said, hey, I'm going to go to California. And they really just supported me. They all flew me out there and dropped me off, you know, and supported me. And to this day, they're still really big supporters. And, you know, that big, your circle, like your close circle of friends need to be supportive, because this is really hard. Filmmaking is really difficult. And you guys are entertainers and entrepreneurs, like, you know, the hustle, it's all intertwined with all of that. So
you're right about that. And then there's ups and downs in the entrepreneurship business owner. It's basically, some days are great, other days are horrible. And a lot of people that are not in an industry like yours and mine, they don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't understand, well, why just have a good job and know what's predicted and deal with the grind and that's it. Well, we just want something more. We want something that makes us passionate, and also what makes us know there's a challenge ahead every day. So when you talk about your two first films, what makes Bree take off more? What do you think? Because I know there, every film we create, every interview we do, every project, every book we write, as Dave's written all these books, written an article, we say, hey, we love that about the same, but one takes off. So tell me, you know, specifically, what do you think was the difference? Or do you think it's now when you're known, if you would have been known before, those could have taken off as well to the level of Bree?
Oh my gosh, there is a humongous difference. So my first two films were Shoestring, and it was one of those things where I was super scared to even like embark on a feature film. Like, a feature film was a really big deal. And again, I got pushed by my family and my friends and, you know, my mentors to do it. And I did it with as little resources as possible. Like, Shoestring budget films is exactly that. Like, just imagine a shoestring and like whatever you have, you just make your movie. And so my first two, just because of the circumstances and the things that had happened, I shot them back to back, and I was able to sell the both of them. Wow. And it was honestly, both of those were experimental, and I did the best that I could. I had just graduated film school. I was 22 when I had filmed those. And I sold them like at 23, and that was a humongous learning experience. And so a year after that, in 2017, I was like, no, let me do this properly. Let me actually, like, now that I know how to make it and produce it and also sell it, let me see what I can do. And so Bree's Bake Off Challenge came about because I love baking shows and cooking and things like that. But I also wanted to create something really positive, because I knew that family movies are something that isn't always made all the time by indie producers. Uh-huh. So I created this character, Bree, and she's competing in a bake-off challenge at her school. It's a very wholesome family movie. And yeah, the way it came about, I did everything that you should, in a way. And by that, let me explain. Like, I wrote the script, and then I had a bunch of people read it. I had actually a friend that writes for Disney read it and gave me feedback. Like, I got the feedback, and getting feedback is really scary, actually, because, you know,
really scary, yeah.
They're criticizing your work. And then I did that. And then for pre-production, I actually thought it was going to be a shoestring thing again. Like, it was just going to be me and like less than 10 person crew. And the more that I talked about it, the more that I shared the project, the more people got involved. And it, honestly, thinking back, I don't know how this happened. It's like a miracle. But like, by the end of the day, we had over 100 people on set and in the crew, and just partake in the making of this thing.
No, you're very fortunate. There are people in the industry working for 10, 15, 20 years who don't have the success that you have. How do you account for getting out of film school and then, you know, doing one project and selling, doing another one. I mean, people talk about, oh, look at you, you're an overnight success. Well, it did take 5 years. No one is an overnight success. What's right. your secret? What do you think did it? You were in the right place at the right time. You're good looking. I mean, what is it? Obviously, you're talented.
Honestly, for Breeze Bake Off Challenge, it was planned. So when I made my first two, I made the plan. Did I know it was going to take 5 years? Absolutely not. But I knew, I was like, I'm going to make a family comedy film. I'm going to include these positive things that I really want to incorporate. And I'm going to try my best to get, you know, a bunch of things to make it as high quality as possible. And I aimed really, really, really high, like super high. And, you know, reality strikes. And then I basically, like, it is what it is. Like, what you see is what I came up with. And for anyone listening that's like an entrepreneur, filmmaker, creator, artist of any sort, honestly, the biggest thing that I've learned in the past 10 years, because, you know, I moved to LA when I was 18 and I'm 28 now. So 10 years, this 10-year journey, it's been interesting. I would honestly say that you have to go for it. And I'm going to say this other thing too, actually, that I don't really talk about it, but I will with you guys. My mindset is that I don't know if I'm going to live, you know, next year, or like, we don't know how much time we have on this earth. Yeah. And I'm a now kind of girl. Like, if I want to do something, like, what can I do to get it done now? Because I just, I don't know if it's from like, I don't know where I got that mindset, honestly. I think maybe my family or my parents, I don't know, but they've always instilled like, now is the time. The time is now. And in the movie, instead of now, we say meow. So the time is meow.
Now, I think that that's the greatest point is you consider yourself an entrepreneur. You created, you've helped, you know, get this funded. You understand all these different nuances to this process. So now let's talk about Breeze Bake Off Challenge. Tell us about it. Yes.
Breeze Bake Off Challenge. It's a family comedy. So if there are family members listening and with kids and loved ones, the whole family can watch from home on their wonderful couch with popcorn and, you know, a cocktail or not. Yeah. And it's about Brie. So Brie is an aspiring 12-year-old baker, and she hears of the spring bake-off happening at her school, and she wants to do everything she can to win first place. But then she's faced with her arch nemesis slash bully, Vanessa. And so the two of them basically go head to head. They go at it. It's a battle of the cake mixes, if you will. And it's super fun. I mean, the cast, we actually, this is also a surprise. We actually got over 500 submissions for our indie film. And that was a shock because, you know, me and my producers were like, oh, you know, we'll see what we can get kind of thing. But you know, the word just spread, and I had people from LA and New York and even Florida want to fly down to shoot with us. So Breeze Bake Off Challenge is definitely the new fun family comedy film that I would love families to get together and watch. It's super fun. And I don't know, I think it's cute.
Were there ever any dark moments? Did you ever feel like quitting?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, Dave, she moved to 18 years old. I mean, come on now. You know, starting out in these little roles and seeing these different things, and finally opportunity comes. We all have dark moments, Dave.
Especially, I just want people to understand that it's normal, you know, to go through it, but you persevered. You don't give up. So some people give up.
No. And also too, so we shot it in June of 2018, and then the pandemic happened. And the pandemic honestly slowed everything down, and it was really difficult. I honestly thought of selling a body part at one point to get this movie done. You know, it was really hard. I didn't, don't worry. But you know, those dark like thoughts and just insecurities definitely came over me. But when the pandemic happened, that was 2020, and that was already 3 years after the movie was shot. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need to finish this. How do I finish this?
That's the point of no return.
Yeah, exactly. And luckily, you know, I think with the help of just my network and the people that I've been able to work with in LA, one day at a time, we were able to pull our resources together and get it done. And, you know, a miracle happened on one day. Like, I looked at the timeline, it was 100 minutes and it was done. Wow. And
so how did you get distribution with HBO Max for an independent. That's not much. That's not very known, right? Especially for HBO Max. I mean, you're seeing it sometimes Netflix and Amazon, but not as much on HBO Max, right?
No, it is definitely rare. I will say it's with all the companies and pitching your own film to sell. I will say that it's nerve-wracking because I have to all of a sudden like go from writer director to businesswoman. I have to pitch myself in the movie, and you know, it's a whole different kind of mindset with that. And you have to think.
And you do a great job, by the way.
Thank you, Patrick.
And don't forget, the Academy Awards really gave you a shot in the arm when Will Smith's movie, which was an independent, you know, and now it's like, okay, mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. So with HBO Max, honestly, I did a whole bunch of cold calls, cold emails, network, hey, who do you know? Hey, can you do this? Hey, this is what I have. And one thing led to another, and it landed on HBO Max. So it wasn't one of those, like, it was truly a surprise.
So what's are you going to stay as a director, or are you going to want to act still as well?
Oh, no. So I'm definitely going to keep directing. I have my next three features lined up, like script writing wise. I know what I want to do next, and I've laid it out, and, you know, I have my plan. In acting wise, I've been asked to act a little bit, and I may toy with it in a short film first. It's actually been a while since I've acted. Honestly, I feel like 8 to 10 years, because I really started directing 8 years ago. So you may see me on screen, and if you do, then it's my own script, though.
So it'll be kind of like Tyler Perry, right? Tyler Perry throws himself in certain things at times and other things not when he's directing, even though, you know, he has, where he's an actor too. Some films is just Tyler Perry behind the camera. So I don't never know what's going to happen. You build your own production company like Tyler Perry, you can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah. That's a beauty.
And especially as a Latina, you see it as a huge opportunity, right? You see it as, well, now are you with Breeze Breakout Challenge? Do you see yourself, how are you carrying that for Latina directors? How do you see yourself now? Where you want to see yourself as an entrepreneur and everything? Where do you see yourself going?
Oh my gosh. So the beauty with filmmaking is that I can really go anywhere. So directing and winning an Academy Award, that's happening. Basically, I'm just going to put that out there in the future. I don't know how long that's going to take and, you know, which script per se, but, you know, that's in my future. Just putting it out there.
See, that's pretty impressive, Dave. We've had a lot of actors and directors that have not put out Academy Award. I think she's going to get it. I believe that.
I see. You got to see it to believe it.
It's interesting. I wouldn't have predicted if I looked at one of the biggest stars that was a semi-known celebrity and then became really big would be Tiffany Haddish. She was on my show before that happened. And then I even look at Jasmine Brown was on my show before. Now Jasmine, you know, was in the Scream movie. So there's just different people out there that, oh my God, well, you know, they had a break. It was pretty decent. And then bam. But if you have that mindset, it's going to happen. All right. Dave has a caregiving question. And I have a feeling that Emily at one point has dealt with this or knows of somebody dealing with this. Go over your question, Dave.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. And I'm excited for the film that's coming out about me, because that Will Smith moment was a big one. I became a caregiver just when I was minding my own business. 25 years ago, my wife had the headache, turned into a stroke. She lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side. And, you know, for a couple of years, we didn't know if we were going to make it. You know, we didn't know if we were going to stay together. She was very angry and going through grief. And then finally, you know, we just came to an awareness that you play the cards you're dealt. And she said, if I'm still alive, God must be not finished with me yet. So she became her old self again, and our love was rekindled. And I started going on television and speaking on stages. I'm writing my fourth book now about how caregivers can stay alive, because the stress kills them. I believe everyone is going to become a caregiver eventually. You're either going to become one, you're going to need one. I started caregiverdave.com to help caregivers get through it. Has caregiving touched your life? And do you know anybody who is giving care to anybody? Have you given care to anybody?
Absolutely. So being the youngest of four, and just we're a big Latin family, we always take care of each other. And my older siblings have definitely been somewhat of another mom to me. So I always say that I have three moms, because they're always just, you know, like, have you eaten? Have you done this? And nowadays, my grandma is getting in her 80s. I think she's turning 78. And, you know, we all have to help and caregive and just give whatever we can. And that is one of the reasons, like with the pandemic and everything, I fly back and forth between LA and DC now, because that's where my family is. And family is really, really important to me, and seeing my parents. And luckily, my parents are healthy, but you know, we definitely help each other in every way that we can. And we have to, you know, it's like, it's the family. So caregiving is definitely really important. Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, don't ever change. Good for you.
Emily, so Breeze Bake Off Challenge is available now on HBO Max?
It is. We've got
Emily. Are they going to play it on the HBO channels as well, or just Max? Or
they will? Yes. They will eventually put it on channels. But yeah, right now it's on HBO Max. And yeah, we're working on the international forefront as well. So that is all coming. It's more to come.
I already know. We're going to see an Academy Award for you someday, and I'll be on the red carpet. Hey, by the way, because that's a goal of mine now, is I'm going to be hopefully covering the big events as I continue. I'm the top 12 celebrity podcaster in the world, according to Feedspot. Went from 16 to 12 in a year. So I keep getting major celebrities ranked above other people. So I'm in that same trajectory as yours, but you're doing such an amazing thing, and we appreciate you coming on. And so where can we follow you? Are you on social media? People check.
Yes, I am. You can now find me on Instagram, but also TikTok, and it's The Momentum. And I coined it with the word The Momentum, but with a EM at the end. And you can kind of, there you go. See The Momentum.
I see it. You're very good at branding too. That's how you get the deal. Exactly. All right.
Well, yeah, think about these things.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. Thank you.
Take care. Appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. See ya. Bye. All right. Bye. You're listening and watching the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment, and we'll be back in just a moment.